and you are listening to KHUM. And joining me on the phone is Portia. Hello. Are you
Hi,
there?
Amy.
There you are. Good.
I'm here.
You are here, and I really appreciate it. I know you work so hard all week long and all weekend long supporting our local farmers markets, so we appreciate that very much.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. So last week, or earlier this week, I got an email with a press release that the local farmers market, the North Coast Growers Association, has gotten kind of a major grant.
We have, yeah. We're very lucky to be the recipients of a grant that's expanded from previous years, part of the California Farmers Market Market Match Nutrition Incentive Program.
Now, so I love the Market Match. For people who don't know it, please just quickly explain what that is.
Absolutely. So folks who are using the CalFresh program, which is the California name for the SNAP, Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is the new name for the food stamp program. So folks in California call it CalFresh. So anyone using that program can use their debit card through that program to shop at the farmers market. And Market Match gives them additional dollars to spend that doubles their CalFresh benefits up to $10 once per farmers market.
That is
awesome. And all of
those
additional, it's a great program. The additional dollars can be spent on any fresh fruits and vegetables at the farmers market.
And that is making a huge difference in people's nutrition.
It is, definitely. A huge difference in people's nutrition, their access to food, and the diversity of customers we see at the market, and also a huge impact on the farmers because it's increasing their sales pretty dramatically.
It's good. It's just, you know, I read a statistic some years ago that for every dollar that's spent on what we'll call CalFresh, it brings like $3 to $5 into our local economy. But here we're doubling that.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're doubling that benefit. And so the reach is even larger. We estimate up to $7 in the local economy when Farmers Market is operating the Market Match program.
That's huge. That's
it
just
is huge.
Huge.
Yeah, we're really thankful for it. And the market locally have been running this program for quite a few years, but this is the largest grant that we've received, and it will allow us to grow the program at least 10% in this current farmers market season into the next year.
That is really exciting.
It is exciting, yeah. We reach a huge number of shoppers. We estimated last market season, over 5,000 shoppers. Some of those are repeat customers, but we saw at least 700 new first-time CalFresh Market Match shoppers at our market collectively.
That's really
a lot of people.
Really exciting. And I know both HSU and CR have pantries on campus where they'll help students sign up. They call it OSNAP there. And those students now can come to the farmers market and use the Market Match and expand their food abilities there too.
Absolutely. There's so many more access points now for CalFresh shoppers, not only at the college campuses, but also a lot of farm stands and some CSAs are now accepting CalFresh.
That's exciting.
Almost all the Humboldt County farmers markets are accepting CalFresh now.
That is really cool. And then, of course, the Market Match. Which farmers markets are doing the Market Match?
So we work with the North Coast Growers Association Farmers Markets in Eureka, Arcata, McKinleyville, and Willow Creek, and also the Fortuna Farmers Market and the Garberville Farmers Market.
That's a lot of farmers markets. That's a lot of farmers markets.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an opportunity to shop 7 times a week throughout the main season and then year-round on the Arcata Plaza.
Which I'm so impressed that our farmers tough it out in the winter and show up with all that good food, even in really deplorable conditions.
They do, and customers, too. They're hardy, and they come out even in the rain. And it's every year that the market goes year-round through the winter, the farmers are expanding the variety that they're growing, and so we're having more and more produce every year.
I am always impressed by the richness of diversity that we have in terms of what is available for us to buy at the market.
It's true. We're extremely lucky that we have such a large county, and all of our markets are limited to folks who are growing within Humboldt County, but because the county is so big and diverse and all the microclimates and the different regions that we have from the mountains and inland, you know, Willow Creek and southern Humboldt, we have everything from all the coastal goodies to the hottest summer crops, so we really can grow almost anything in this county.
It's really impressive, and people are growing all kinds of cool, like, heirloom grains and all kinds of things that you wouldn't necessarily expect to find.
It's true. That's the best thing about our markets. It's not just, you know, fruits and vegetables. We have all of those products, grains, meats of all varieties, chicken, eggs.
Nuts, mushrooms.
Eggs. Exactly. Nuts, mushrooms, citrus, and, you know, as well as artisan crafted prepared food products, which are all made sourcing local ingredients. So it's very impressive. We have goat's milk soaps and goat's milk cheeses. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, it's really, it's exciting and it's vibrant. And I know a lot of people make a weekly or multi-week times a week habit of hitting the farmers markets when they can. But what this does is it allows how many more people to access this market match, the amount of money that you've gotten?
Yeah, exactly. Hundreds a week, thousands a year, more families that otherwise wouldn't choose, probably wouldn't choose to shop at the markets, expanding their purchasing power, allowing them to save their, you know, CalFresh dollars and the rest of their budget for other purchases, and really, you know, more than doubling the benefit of their buying power at the farmers market.
So, and I'm also going to say,
every day,
I've noticed our local farmers, when they see somebody coming with the market match dollars, they'll often give them extra.
Yeah, they're super generous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, rather than it being a stigma or a hassle for customers to use their tokens and vouchers at the market, it's really a fun and happy thing. We make it really easy on the farmers to reimburse them. It's a simple process that takes a lot of work in the office on the back end, but we make it as easy as possible for the customers and the farmers. So farmers are happy to accept it, happy to see all the customers, and definitely happy to give a little something extra.
They're incredibly generous and kind people. I've always been impressed by farmers who go the extra distance and do the markets and interact with the people who buy their food and use their food, and you get to meet the people who grow our food. It's like kind of a perfect world. We hear around the country, so many people are isolated from where their food comes from, but in Humboldt County, we're very fortunate not to be at all.
We are, exactly. And the farmers who do choose to come to farmers markets, they're there because they want to build that personal connection, and they appreciate seeing the customers and learning from the customers' recipes and ideas for their food and sharing their story of how they grew it and where and why. And it's really, you know, wonderful relationship. And that's what Market Match and CalFresh can bring, too, is nutrition, education, and ideas about budget shopping. And we provide a lot of written material at the manager's booth, as well as just conversation with the customer, so it can work on things like education and budget shopping.
Yeah, it's
so
really
real benefit.
It's wonderful. The manager's booth is like the best resource on any given farmer's market, and I don't think a lot of people know that you're there and what you do.
No, not everyone knows that we're there, especially if they're not, you know, using CalFresh or Market Match or looking for a t-shirt or a tote bag. But at every farmer's market, there's a manager with a table, and they have a wealth of information. They can tell you which products are at the market, who's there, and what's coming new next week. And we have, yeah, like I said, lots of written materials, resources. We have local food eating guides and seasonality guides available at the market.
And it's still local food month. And it's still local food month, so it's a perfect time to announce this grant.
It is, yeah. We're so happy to announce the grant. It started the 1st of January, or I'm sorry, the 1st of July, and then we were able to make the public announcement just recently. So the grant will run for actually a 2.5-year period.
Woohoo!
So we've been running for 2.5 years. It's really fabulous. It's the largest grant through this program in the U.S. was to the California Consortium of Markets, and over a $4 million grant total, and that will bring significant amount of money to Humboldt County farmers and market customers as well.
That is really, really exciting. I've been to farmers markets from one end of the state to the other, and even though what they sell and who they are as individuals varies tremendously, the spirit of the market is the same from one market to the next, which I love that. I love that wherever I go,
exactly,
I can feel at home at a farmer's market.
It's true. It's a wonderful thing. And this Market Match program has allowed market operators across the state to work more closely together through this collaborative, sharing resources and ideas. And it's really benefited the industry greatly. So Market Match is available now at over 340 farmers markets. And this year we'll add at least 25 more. And there are approximately 700 to 800 markets in the state. So we're, you know, we're well on our way to to half the markets in the state offering market match. So that's really, really positive impact.
That's really, that helps a lot of hungry people. And I know you guys have wonderful partnerships with places where you hold your farmers markets. I know you have wonderful partnerships, of course, with your growers and producers. And you also have great support in the community for people who support like things like Plant a Row.
Exactly. Yeah, we have so many community-based organizations here that support our markets and our programs. And Food for People is one of our biggest advocates and partners. And they definitely help with the Plant a Row for the Hungry program. And they also buy local produce and receive tons of donations from our local farmers. They have gleaning programs where they go out to the farm and source products and deliver that to the food pantries throughout the county. So much support from all across the county, including Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services. They provide us a grant every year to assist with the CalFresh outreach that we do. So we're well supported to do all the hard work that we have to do.
I'm really glad because I know that people come to the market, they see you or somebody sitting behind the market manager's table and they think, oh, you're just like babysitting the farmer's market. I don't think people have any idea just how much hard work you guys put in day after day after day to make it look so easy and seamless and serve so many people.
Exactly. It's true. Not only are we running a huge community event with every farmer's market with live music and food vendors, it requires permitting, insurance, a lot of communication for scheduling, but we're also a nonprofit organization doing this type of nutrition outreach, public benefit work that we're doing through the Market Match program, CalFresh, and various other educational programs that we run, such as the Know Your Farmer program, where we bring school children out to the farms for field trips. So we are doing a lot in the community and having a big impact.
And definitely
great staff doing it.
Definitely one of the things that I think of when I think of quality of life in Humboldt.
Absolutely, yeah. Humboldt County would be a different place if we didn't have the vibrant food scene that we have, local produce and so many wonderful restaurants and chefs.
And then the local restaurants who use the locally grown products, and it just kind of builds from there.
It does. It's a huge part of why I love living here, and I think a lot of us value our food industry and agriculture in general here in Humboldt County, and that's a pretty special, unique thing.
Yeah, I remember years ago, there were some food safety issues that had come up in general, not here, but across the country or in the other part of the state. And family members calling from Southern California saying, are you worried about it? I'm like, no, I know my farmers. I know who grows my food. I have faces
exactly.
And names. I know them.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the farmer's market. Yeah, you know exactly where the food came from. And the person selling it to you is responsible for that product. They care about the way it was raised and the food safety concerns on their farm. They're very conscious of that, and you do know where it came from and who raised it, and you can ask those important questions.
Yeah, it's great. And then they, of course, all of them have great tips on new and exciting ways to use their products.
Totally, yeah. The list is endless of new ideas for cooking and preserving and storing all the local foods available. You can find that information by talking with the farmers or the manager's booth, like you said, and almost every day at every farmer's market we have outreach and information tables. With folks doing that kind of work, giving master food preserver presentations and how-to guides and things like that.
It's very impressive. It really is. And I know it's a lot of work behind the scenes. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day. Before you go, I'm going to ask you to run down the times, days, and locations of all the markets that run through October. We know it changes after that, but for now, let's just get through the next few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. So like we said, Arcata Plaza runs year-round, but ending at the end of October, our weekday markets are Tuesday mornings in Old Town, 10 to 1.
And that's on F Street?
On F Street, between 2nd and 3rd, right down by the gazebo, and that's Tuesday morning. And Tuesday afternoon in Fortuna on 10th Street, right off Main Street, you can find the Fortuna Market from 3 to 6. And then on Thursday, we have three markets. Henderson Center in the morning, right on F Street at Henderson, and that market 10 to 1 as well. And Thursday afternoon in McKinleyville at the new Eureka Natural Foods parking lot in McKinleyville. Great new location. That market 3:30 to 6:30.
Which is great. People getting off work can swing by and get stuff.
Absolutely. And the McKinleyville market features wood-fired pizza as well.
So nice!
That's a big benefit for the dinner crew. Absolutely. And then our newest market, the Willow Creek Market, runs Thursday evenings from 5 to 8, and that market will actually end next week at the end of September.
So it's an early end.
Yeah, we decided to end early this year just with the season changing and the cold coming on. We felt like running through October might not have enough produce.
Might be a burden.
So next year we might, yeah. So end on a high note at the end of September for our wonderful new Willow Creek Market.
And I know, very excited. I know so many people who have made good use of that and love it dearly already.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. We've had a really positive response to that market. We look forward to running it again next year. And we're very happy with that new location. And then Fridays down in Southern Humboldt, Garberville Market runs from 11 to 3 every Friday. And I believe they run through Thanksgiving as well.
So the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Exactly. So all those markets, 7 market locations, offer Market Match and CalFresh and Arcata Plaza year-round.
That is truly wonderful. Portia, thank you so much. Is there anything we haven't covered?
I don't think so. We covered it all. We really appreciate spreading the word.
I'm obviously a big fan.
Oh, well, we've always appreciated you and everyone down there that supports us. We get a lot of great media, and we really appreciate it. But there's a lot of people who don't know about it, so it helps to spread the word. And folks can visit our website and call us if they have any questions.
And it's humfarm.org.
Yeah, super easy, humfarm.org, and our phone number is 707-441-9999.
That's an easy number, 441-9999. Well, congratulations on the grant. I'm excited for the people in our community, and I'm excited for our farmers, and thank you for all the good work you do.
Thank you. I'm super excited, too. We're so thrilled and grateful for the grant that supports these programs.
Hopefully that's the beginning of even more down the road. I have a perfect song to play in honor of our farmers. This is Harvest from K.S. Rhodes on K-Hum.